This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Alan Ellis here, the Outdoorsman Radio Show, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. If you'd like to comment on anything you've heard, we'll be more than glad to talk to you about it. Any comments, any smart-ass comments that I've made, you're welcome to comment on as well. We talked about chiggers. We talked about the press release from the DNR and the fishing challenge. And that dynamic 13.5-pound white perch. We talked about the smart, green, and growing tip. That generated a few emails. Let's see. There is one thing that, unfortunately for the family, happened this past week on the 9th in the Patuxent. Maryland Natural Resources Police responded to the scene of a fatal boating incident at 8:45 in the morning on the 9th of September, approximately one mile from Sheridan, south of Sheridan Point on the Patuxent. A gentleman by the name of Lewis Jack Sprouse, a 29-year-old man of Harwood, was fishing a trot line for crabs. When his foot got tangled in the line, he was pulled overboard, striking the boat's propeller. After Sprouse was pulled into the water, witnesses say they saw the boat going in circles and then coming to a stop after his body struck the propeller, or vice versa, the propeller struck Mr. Sprouse. Stalling engine. He was the driver of a 17-foot Mako. His body was recovered by the Charles County dive team. NRP was assisted by the dive team and members of the Benedict Volunteer Fire Department. The victim's body was taken to the office of the chief medical examiner in Baltimore. I've heard about these types of accidents before where the boater goes overboard. The boat is going to circle. Eventually, the motor will turn. The boat circles and circles and circles, coming closer and closer with each pass. And it is nearly impossible to get out of the path of the boat. And unfortunately, people being struck by propellers is a common fatality when a person goes overboard from their boat. Now, the press release did not say whether or not Mr. What was his name? Mr. Sprouse was wearing a flotation device or not, nor does it say whether or not he topped off his tank. Let's talk to Vince in Chestertown. Good morning, Vince. How are you?
How are you, Alan?
I'm good. How are you?
Not bad, man.
What's up?
We had talked a while past about trout streams fishing up in Western Maryland.
Yeah, what'd you tell me? Flintstone?
No, I went up the Rocky Gap.
Oh, yeah.
Up by Cumberland.
Right.
And we talked about
Town Creek? Shoot. Was it Town Creek?
No, it wasn't Town Creek. It was not Eric's Creek?
Don't know.
Anyway. Whatever. It'll come back to me here.
Sure.
Soon enough. Anyway, there was trout in it.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And we did okay. Wasn't bad. Beautiful weather last week. It
yep.
was gorgeous.
Yep.
Evitts Creek. That's what
Evitts,
it was.
Yes. Okay, I'm
right.
familiar with that. Yep.
And the book you recommend did help in locating some places along the road where you need to go. It was pretty accurate.
Right.
So that worked. I do have one thing to say, though.
What's that?
They have no sporting goods stores up around
this
area.
Nope, you're right. You got to go to Cumberland to get to a sporting goods store. Or
there's nothing even in the Cumberland. There's a little shop in LaVale.
Yep.
Which is right next to Cumberland. I'm telling you.
Is that Bass and Bucks or whatever that's called? Is it Bass and Bucks? Is that the one up there?
Right. Yeah. That's the one.
Yeah.
I tell you, if a nice guy in there, but I'll tell you this. Your listeners better get their stuff from one of your sponsors. They're going to be hunting or fishing.
Yeah, exactly.
I was a little shocked because of all the area up there.
Right.
And they don't have any real specialty shops like your sponsors are.
Right.
That sort of struck me. I don't know why.
I don't know the answer either, unfortunately. But, yeah, you would think with all that... access to fishing and hunting in Western Maryland, there'd be more folks up there, you know?
Yeah, they would have a decent place.
Yep.
So. I mean, I had to stop. I looked online.
Yep.
And the closest fly shop I could find that carried any kind of flies was in Frederick.
Yes.
So, I'm telling you.
Yep,
exactly.
Other
than that, It was really nice.
Yep.
It worked out. So the info you gave me was excellent, and I appreciate it.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. Glad to hear that. So.
All right. Well, that's all I have.
All right, buddy. Are you a hunter as well?
I used to do a lot of hunting. I still do some duck and geese hunting. I don't do too much in deer anymore. I don't climb trees anymore.
You know what? That's probably a good thing, man. I'll tell you. I have to take my climber out and climb those trees and stuff, and I don't mind it. I'm still fit enough to do it.
Right.
But boy, when you get to the end of the season, it's like, oh man, I got to drag this thing out. And da, da, da.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's the other deal.
Yep. So what are you going to do?
And I can't always get one of those young bucks with my two sons to go along.
Oh so. Man, see, there you go. Now if I had that, we'd be in good shape. But
I got 125 and 130.
Yep.
And they're not, of course, they got their own lives and work and stuff, and they do like to hunt and fish.
Yep.
But my youngest one called me up yesterday and said, what did you do? When are we going out in your boat? So
right.
He's always hot to go.
Well, now remember, Vince, only fill that gas tank 90% because you're too stupid to fill up your tank and not overflow it.
True.
Remember
That's
that.
True. I will.
Yeah, take advice from the DNR and their smart green and growing tip.
Okay, will do.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, thanks, Al.
See you, man. Take care.
All right, bye-bye. Bye.
Judy in Lutherville, what's up?
Hi, thanks for taking my call, Alan.
Sure.
Hope you can maybe give me some insight. Back around 40 or 50 years ago, we used to have these little minnows in the back. Roll and Run runs through my backyard.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cute little creek when we bought the house. Mm-hmm. Now, when I heard a river run through it, I thought they were talking about my backyard.
Yeah, I hear you.
But the minnows are gone. And my next-door neighbor a couple years ago started nagging me about what happened to them, and I don't know. I'm assuming the water is toxic.
Well, not necessarily. It could be.
I don't know.
Not necessarily.
Anyone to know what were they? Were they baby trout? I have no idea.
That's possible. They could have been. They could have been baby trout. My guess, they were probably minnows. They were probably some type of minnow.
We're so stupid here. We call anything that's that little.
Well,
minnow.
I mean, there's dozens of species of minnows. I mean, there's dace, there's shiners, there's chubs, creek chubs, there's a darter. There's all kinds of different small fish that many people call minnows. But what I would suggest to your neighbor is, with all the development in that area and the landscaping upstream, my guess is it's probably runoff from people spraying their gardens with brush killer, weed killer.
That's my guess.
Yeah,
I have honeybees on my lot.
Yeah,
I have a side lot that's never been developed. And my neighbors don't have honeybees. So that's because you're killing them, I think.
Not necessarily. They found a parasite that's been killing the honeybees in America for a long, long time.
The colony collapse disease.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Is it a parasite?
I've got them here, and I don't have.
Well,
beehive.
Yeah, if you've got an undeveloped lot, you've allowed wild plants and flowers to grow up, and they've got a place to colonize or to capture honey, and that's why they're there. So
I sure have. So. And I had a neighbor walking her grandson a few years back, and I had these little purple wildflowers and the dandelions growing, and the little 4-year-old said, "You've got the most beautiful lot I've ever seen."
There you go.
And I said, sure. They just need to look at things from a child's eyes.
Yep, exactly right.
And stop worrying about the dandelions. They're a necessary component to feed the honeybees, too.
There you go. And they're not bad to look at. But just people just don't like them in their lawns. And, so they spray them and kill the minnows in your creek.
Yeah, it's cause and effect, but people don't. They're not rapid to think of that.
Well, of course not.
They want instant gratification.
Well, that's why, thank God, we have the Department of Natural Resources that can help us out with our smart green and growing tips every week.
Oh. You're funny.
Have a good day.
Good.
Thanks, Judy.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes, indeed. Had an interesting question. Fell from Centerville. My wife asked me to ask you if you know anything about birds we see at feeders with bald heads. It's not mange, we're told. Bald-headed birds. No feathers. What do you think? Have you ever seen a bald-headed bird, ladies and gentlemen? Well, it's true. Every year, during the molting season, and all birds molt. That's when they do the banding on our Canada geese, our resident geese here in Maryland. They change their feathers. Their feathers fall out. They're unable to fly. Their primary feathers, their flight feathers fall out in the summertime. You can run them down and catch them and put the bands on their legs or necks or whatever you have to do. But most birds go through a molting process. And in some cases, in the case of particularly blue jays and cardinals, the feathers will get displaced and they won't grow back on their heads right away. And the birds appear to be bald. Kind of creepy looking, but true enough. So here we have it in Centerville. If you've ever seen a bald-headed bird, it's not a new look. It's not mange. It's not a disease. It's just part of the natural world. So there you go. You learn something new every day on this show, don't you? 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Pete Cycle is having their Polaris open house. And all the ATVs are going to be specially, ATVs. It's what it's all about, ATVs. Don't tell them I said that, because Polaris is sponsoring it. And hunting event of the season this Saturday, September 22nd. For you hunters out there, Pete Cycle is having a deer hunting clinic at 10:30, Tracy Groves, and a waterfowl mini clinic with John Akehurst at 11:30 at the Baltimore store. That's exit 32A, which is Bel Air Road South. The store is about a half mile on the left-hand side. There'll be some hunting vendors there, too, from 10 to 2 p.m. That's how long this event lasts, 10 to 2. And you can save up to $1,000 on 2012 Polaris ATVs and Rangers. Financing as low as 2.99% is available. Save up to 25% on parts and accessories. Don't miss Pete Cycle Polaris Open House at all three locations in the town of Bel Air, Severna Park, or in Baltimore. For more information, you can see the hunting flyer and Tracy Groves' picture and John Akers' picture on the website at Pete's Cycle, PetesCycle.com. For more information, Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris Rangers are not intended for street use. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, is ready for hunting season. They've got bows. They've got Parker bows. And they've got the G5 bow, which is a very cool bow that is set up. It's got it's a Quest G5 made by Diamond. It is fully assembled, ready to hunt. It's got the whisker biscuit. It's got stabilizer. It's got the quiver. It's got the sight at rest. It's ready to go, ready to hunt. And you can check it out right there at Clyde Sports Shop. They have the Parker crossbows and the great Kotobo crossbows, too. And now for muzzleloader guys, the Thompson Center muzzleloaders, they are always available at Clyde Sports Shop. They have the largest selection in the area, the Triumph, the Omega, the Encore, and more, the high-powered rifles. There are rebates on some of the Thompson Center firearms for fall. You might want to check that out. And, of course, they're your Browning's firearms dealer, too. They've got the great Satori trap guns, the Maxis shotguns, the X-Bolt high-powered rifles as well. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, www.clydesports.com, two S's in the middle. And the number is 410-242-6108. That's 242-6108, open 7 days a week. They still have Live Spot for you live liners. Live Spot, you can purchase right there at the store. And the Fishing Hotline, you might want to check that out, 247-FISH.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Jennifer Kishinka. Some employees want to work abroad because they love the idea of living the life of an expatriate. Others look at an overseas assignment as golden for their resumes. But working outside of the U.S. isn't necessarily good for everyone's pocketbook. With many countries embroiled in economic crises, things are getting more complicated for some would-be transferees. If you're planning to take an overseas assignment, there are some things to consider. How will you be paid? How currency fluctuations affect you will depend greatly on how your company pays you and whether you plan on returning to the U.S. For assignments of up to 5 years, employees are often paid in their home currency. Whatever way you're getting paid, it's important to set up an international bank account that will allow you to exchange funds at competitive rates. If you need help, hire a financial professional in the U.S. before you go abroad to assist with complex issues such as taxes. I'm Jennifer Kishinka with the Wall Street Journal Report.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
Do you have dark circles or puffy eyes? Every listener who calls now will learn how to get a free jar of Lumitone, the cream that fades dark circles from view in seconds. And Lumitone is great for puffiness, bags, and fine lines by the eyes. You only pay shipping and handling. Call us now for details on this Lumitone free offer. Just call 1-800-922-4075. That's 1-800-922-4075. Call 1-800-922-4075.
Big Buck Scents Cold Scent has a fast-growing reputation for attracting big Maryland bucks. Several friends of mine have used Cold Scent with great results. Big Bucks. Maryland's Eastern Shore is home to Big Buck Scents. Big Buck Cold Scent is different than those mass-produced bottles you see on every shelf. First, it's one deer to one bottle. That's a 4-ounce bottle, too. Plenty for the rut. Now, the deer urine is collected and immediately refrigerated. It's kept cold, and the vital elements will not break down and become less attractive. Trust me, there's a science behind all this. Big Buck Scent arrives at your local dealer cold in its own refrigerator. You keep it cold till you use it, and you will see the results. Try Cold Scent, Vanilla Bean, Doe in Heat, Dominant Buck, or Doe Pea in the 4-ounce bottle. For more information, visit the website BigBuckScents.com or visit your local dealer. Ask for and use Cold Scent by Big Buck Scents. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Radio 680
WCPM. Leaves are turning There's a chill in the air. Campfires are burning. We're gathered round in chairs. Three generations of hunting in our veins. Talking about what might happen on opening day. Where the man's calling for southwest winds, gonna have to change my plans. Guess I won't be hunting the power line, I'm moving to the boat seat stand. Sighted in my rifle and she sure is shooting straight. But I'll meet up with the jitters, y'all. It's opening day.
Opening day. Yeah, like I said last hour, we got some good reports of some nice bucks out there. Some bucks in velvet, some hardhorn bucks. Up. Big Buck Sense. I do want to mention that. Big Buck Sense, one of our sponsors here, was visiting a dealer that's just received his refrigerator and his supply of cold scent from Big Buck Sense, and doing a great job with it. And people are getting good results. Just thought you'd like to know. But anyway, saw a deer yesterday. Guy harvested it two nights ago. Had it on trail camera, and I've never seen anything like this in my life. I seriously have never seen anything with as grievous of an injury as this deer appeared to have. The deer had a gaping hole, probably an inch and a half in diameter, on the top of its nose. And deep, deep, deep into its sinus cavity, the hole was just in front of the right eye socket, near the center of the nose. It, you know, the hole, whatever had happened to this deer, missed its brain. Just this extremely deep hole in this deer's face. And it was a wide open gaping wound, very clean looking. But they had had this deer on trail camera on the 15th of August when it was in velvet. It was only a 6-point. And of course it became a buck to manage because they weren't sure that it was going to make it, you know, with that grievous of an injury. So the deer was, had rubbed its velvet. Obviously, very healthy feet. It was in the cooler, in the cold box, and I was looking at it. Very, very high fat content on this deer. It looks like it fed well, but just had this tremendous gaping hole in its face. And we took some pictures of it, so that'll be in the next issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. We'll have the trail cam photo, and we'll have the picture of the deer, and we'll have the hunter with his deer. But it was amazing for me to see. And, you know, deer are amazing critters. They have... they can suffer grievous injuries. They can lose. I've seen deer with their foot shot off, and you know, just trucking right along. I've seen deer with survive some pretty grievous injuries. We've had reports of fellows that have, you know, struck a deer with a bow, and the deer gets harvested later with a firearm or something like that in the same season. We've got they have a tremendous capacity for survival. And I just admire, in particular, the white-tailed deer and everything, the intricate lifestyle that it has. The entire antler growth process to me is fascinating. The entire breeding cycle and how the animal, the different seasons of the whitetail, how that animal will, grow those antlers, and they're being velvet. The testosterone level start to rise. They'll rub the antler velvet off. They'll develop hard antlers, and then that whole transition that takes place from that little short-haired, skinny creature to the big bruiser whitetail. The hair actually is fascinating because the hair on a white-tailed deer from the summer coat, which is three times as dense as the winter coat, which is hollow, is just... That in itself to me is amazing. Yes, you heard me. The coat in the summertime is short and dense, three times as dense as it is in the wintertime. And the reason is the coat will resist bug bites, insect bites. In the wintertime, when they change over to the winter coat is actually hollow. The hairs are hollow. And that is for insulation in cold climates. That's why white-tailed deer can survive in every climate in the United States. Pretty amazing. White-tailed deer will go from right now, summertime, 100 and, 130, 140 pounds, and they'll bulk up to 180, 200, 220 pounds. You know, just packing on the food and the fat from the acorns and the browse in the fall in preparation for the breeding season. You notice how their neck swells, you know, in the breeding season to prepare for battling other bucks. They strengthen the muscles in their neck. They rub the trees and do that to simulate the fight sequence with other bucks and things like that. They rub their antlers, and the fact that they rub their antlers in a line of trees to mark their trail to and from their breeding areas and to and from their bedding areas and their feeding area. The whole thing is just fascinating to me. I love to look at articles and read articles on whitetail biology. And when I see something like I saw yesterday with this big giant grievous wound in this deer's face, and how it was still able to survive and thrive, you know, grow a set of antlers and go through its daily life with an injury like that, it just fascinates me. I had an associate shoot a deer in the neck one day. I don't know if he's using a muzzleloader or something. Some big giant caliber. He shot the deer in the neck. The deer fell down. He went to get it, and the deer got up and got away. Got onto private property or something and escaped. The next season, the next fall, I actually saw that deer. The deer's neck was damaged. It was a doe. She carried her head low into the side, and yet she had fawns with her, and she was able to eat. She ate by getting, you know, straddling her front legs apart and cocking her head to one side, and that's how she ate, and that's how she survived with a grievous, you know, .45 caliber wound in her neck and the damage that that had done. It was absolutely amazing to me that she was able to not only thrive, but she had been bred at this point, and she gave birth to those fawns and survived that wound. So pretty cool stuff. Anyway, that's me. I digress. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Let's hear from you, 410-922-6680. Give us a call here. Send us an email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Been communicating with this fella, Dale, this morning about the smart green and growing tips and the bald-headed birds. And Leonard was talking about the groundhogs being released on his property. So it's always nice to see listeners that send me emails, especially from the areas where they do. And it was nice a couple weeks ago for those of you listening online to hear from you, especially those in West Virginia and New York and Pennsylvania and Ohio and out of state. It's always nice to know that you're listening out there. Even though you don't have an opportunity to call. And you can. You just need to use the 410 dialing code when you're out of state. So I feel like I've been talking for 2 hours almost. Oh, I have. I'd like to talk with you, though. Let me give you that 800 number, 800-WCBM-680. 800-922-6680 is our phone number. What's interesting to you today? What questions on wildlife would you like to ask? Any questions on the season? I got up this morning. It was windy. Supposed to blow, what, 20, 25, somewhere in there. Wind switching around from south to north, northwest. And that's perfect wind for the couple of stands that I hunt. I don't know if I'm going to get out there today or not. But I thought about getting out there last night. There were many, many deer moving last night as that wind was changing around. But I will urge you, if you're going up a tree stand in any windy conditions, please be careful. Wear your safety harness. Strap into the tree. Windy conditions, it's a whole different ballgame up there when you're trying to climb a tree. And it's a whole different ballgame when you're in a tree in the wind. So just, you know, be careful out there. I'm very lucky that I have some permanent stands that we're able to hunt. And we know we're safe in there. But when I'm in my climber, I've always got that strap or that harness on, especially that harness on the managed hunt program. So here we go. John in Crumpton. What's up, John?
Look, your magazine.
Yeah.
Have you been through the Kennedyville area lately?
Yep. A couple days ago.
Oh, okay. So it should be up there then, right?
Well, we dropped some off up there earlier, and it looked to me like they were gone, but...
Yeah, I've been up there the last 3-4 weeks, and been gone every day.
Yeah, well, what I would do would be check, like, John's Butcher Shop over there in...
In Wharton.
Yeah, Wharton. That's one spot. Strut and Rut up there in Chesapeake City.
Mm-hmm.
Ron's Butcher Shop up there at Sarge's Market. Travis Taxidermy.
Okay.
Places like that.
Uh-huh.
How's that?
Yeah, that'd be all right.
Tell me about the coyote. What are you thinking?
All right, listen. We were feeding chiggers last Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And we come across this den in the woods and had the remains of at least 2 baby deer.
Mm-hmm.
You think that was being that close to the den could have been a coyote?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. I mean, I wouldn't put it past a red fox to take a baby deer.
Yeah.
But my guess is that you probably got a coyote there, yeah.
Yeah, because the owner of the property has been saying he had not been seeing the deer that has been.
Yeah, well, then he needs to go check at night and see what's going on.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
So.
Right. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, John.
Now.
Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. See you. There he goes. Bill in Westminster. Morning, Bill. How you doing?
Hey, Alan. How are you?
What's up?
Just pulled into Centennial Lake, getting ready to do some fishing.
Oh, man. I thought you'd be hunting today.
Well, yeah. It's a little warm right now. My buddy wants to go fishing, so.
So you're going to go fishing?
Wanted to go out to do a little bit of fishing.
Yeah. I'm sure the weeds aren't knocked down quite yet, are they? In the pond out there.
I'm just now pulling in. No, it's kind of a mess up here. So.
No kidding.
I've got a quick question for you. Did you ever find your phone? I haven't talked to you lately.
Yeah, I found it.
Oh, okay. It's still the same number?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yep, anytime.
Yeah, well, the Centennial here, I don't know how the fish is going to be today. I haven't been doing much fishing. I've been doing a lot of work.
Yeah, I got you.
It's kind of empty. One car's here.
Yeah. Well, that's all right.
Yeah, it's not bad. So what's been going on? You been okay?
Yeah, I've been fine. Ate up with chiggers, but
how do you get rid of them?
You never really get them. You get bitten by them. They don't dig into your skin. They don't lay eggs in your skin like is commonly believed. These are larvae. These are larvae that bite you. The adult chiggers don't bite you. The larva bite you and drop off. And what appears to be something under your skin is actually the little feeding tube where they drill down through the outer layer of your skin. They go into the second layer. They go drill through the epidermis into the dermis. They inject you with something that helps them digest those skin cells. And then that part, the bite, is what gets infected. The feeding tube is what people tend to scratch out of the chigger bite. It's a little infected core, so to speak. And they,
wow.
Yeah. So as far as covering them up with, fingernail polish and things like that, that'll certainly seal that, but it's still going to go through the same process. So right now, I'm in the process of getting rid of them. There's not very many of those little cores left anymore. The bites are clearing up pretty quickly and fading pretty fast. But here we are 2 weeks later, and I'm still showing the effects. But I got to tell you, they're nasty.
So it's just pretty much you have to let them run their course? Is that what you're saying?
Yep, you got to let them run the course. Yep,
wow. Yep.
Take Benadryl, keep them from itching. If you want to put something on them, you can do that. I was more concerned about the deer ticks. I picked about a half a dozen deer ticks off of me in 3 days. And
any
I think
luck out there hunting?
No, I haven't hunted yet. I'm too doggone hot for me to hunt. So.
I know. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I did say here. I did put out some mineral sites Thursday, and we picked out some trail camera locations. So my buddy's working on that this weekend. So we'll find out pretty soon what we got on the farm.
Okay, buddy.
All right, man. Thanks, Bill. See ya. There he goes. Crabs in the Upper Chesapeake. Terry and Chase. What's up, Terry?
Hey, I live on the Upper Chesapeake on the above the gutter.
Yep.
And I have 2 pots on the end of the pier. I really hadn't got a lot of chance to go crabbing this year, but everybody's, I mean, in my pots, I'm getting probably 8 8 or 10 crabs a day, but they're, I mean, only like 3 inches.
Yep. Little tiny crabs. That's been the whole thing all year up in the Upper Bay.
Yeah, normally we have some nice size there. And,
yep.
But it looks good for next year, then.
That's exactly what they say. Wait till next year. Yep. Well, that was a forecast. Millions of little tiny crabs in the bay. Weren't sure if they were going to make legal size this year or not, but apparently they haven't. And so they'll be buried in the mud next in the fall, and next winter they'll be big and fat and tasty.
Well, I've been up there for 20 some years.
Yep.
And I've never had, you know, a season. This is my first season where we're above the pot line.
Right.
And normally we had some bigger crabs up there, and this is the first year I've encountered this, you know what I mean?
I understand. Yep. And it's been the complaint for months from the watermen up that way.
Hey, but I'll tell you what, if I got bigger crabs next year, I can wait.
There you go, buddy.
Thanks.
Thanks, Terry. Appreciate you checking in. Bye bye.
Okay.
And Tom and Arbutus before we go to break. Good morning, Tom. What's up?
Oh, hello, Alan. Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. Thank you for the information on them jiggers and everything. That's
chiggers, C-H-I-G-G-E-R-S.
Do dogs get them too?
Yep.
Can they?
Mm-hmm.
So I keep my dogs out of the brush.
I would, yeah. I can't imagine the other guys that were back and forth in that grass and that type of thing. I don't know if anybody's, I don't know the other fellows I was hunting with on this private farm. But, you know, the amazing thing is my grandson was with me all day. To my knowledge, he did not venture into the high grass. He never got one bite.
And then they can't jump off of you and onto him?
They apparently not, no.
Oh, that's great. And Alan, yesterday I went down and seen a movie, The Last Ounce of Courage.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're constitutional, you know, mm-hmm. always talking about our rights. This
right.
is talking about our losing our constitutional rights.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wonderful movie.
Okay, good. Glad you put it out there. I just sent information to somebody to go see 2016.
Yeah, that's I haven't seen that one yet, but this
you
one.
You need to see that movie.
I'm going to see that one. You need to see this one, Last Ounce of Courage.
Last Ounce of Courage. Okay, good.
And also, I like to say, I'm a longtime customer of Clyde Sports Shop.
Oh, yeah. Good guys.
And, you know, I've been going there since about 1957.
Wow.
And he only had a little shack along Hammonds Ferry Road there.
Yep.
And I used to go up to Hillcrest Pond.
Right.
And freshwater fish in the lake up there.
Yeah, sure.
And that's back for, you know.
Way back.
Way
huh?
back.
Yeah, man.
Night crawlers coming and everything. But Bill and Clyde, they're great people. I love, you know.
Yep. And I've been dealing with them for 30 years, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, I went trout fishing for the first time last year, and they told me exactly what to do, and I had my limit in about 35 minutes.
That's cool. Very good.
Day. Okay, that's about all I had to say.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks a lot, Alan.
All right. Bye. Thanks, Tom. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. There he goes. Hey, it's time for me to tell you about Sean Mann. That's right. Sean Mann, our local, one of our local world champions. We have several. And most of the ones here in Maryland have won their world champion titles with Maryland and Delaware with the Sean Mann call, believe it or not, the Eastern Shoreman. And that's what we're talking about. Eastern Shoreman goose call, you can pretty much find that in any goose hunter's bag. A lot of folks start out using an Eastern Shoreman because it's easy to operate, and that's how they learn to call. And there's good instruction with that, and the entire line of Sean Mann calls and the entire array of all the different woods and so forth on the Sean Mann calls are available online at www.seanmann.com. You can call the office, 800-345-4539, 800-345-4539. Sean became the world goose calling champion in 1985, became champion of champions after that all the time. He was, he's been a lifelong goose hunter with his dad, Bill, who had the gun shop in Easton, and loved the sounds of Canada geese, loved learning how to call them, which he does very well, and he developed this call called the Eastern Shoreman, amazingly, because he's from the Eastern Shore. So what I would do would be check out the website, seanmann.com, or call the toll-free number, 800-345-4539, for more information. Talk to somebody there in the office, Ray or Ed or one of those guys will help you out. Guys or gals will help you out, and you can maybe learn how to hunt with Sean if he's booking trips this year, and get up more information on the Eastern Shoreman and the entire line of Sean Mann calls. And that last caller mentioned Clyde Sports Shop. Always nice to talk about Clyde Sports Shop. Let's talk about Browning a little bit. If you are an outdoorsman and you like to use firearms, whether they're handguns or shotguns or rifles, well, Browning has you covered. The entire line of Browning, full-line Browning dealer is what Clyde's is, that's for sure. If you like to shoot sporting clays or trap or skeet, well, they have the Satori XT trap gun and the Satori sporting gun. And so even the sporting gun's a great bird gun for upland birds or doves or whatever you like. Got a lot of good features, too. The X-Bolt high-powered rifle is available in many magnum and short magnum calibers. A very accurate bolt-action big-game hunting rifle. I own an X-Bolt, and I really enjoy hunting with it. There's the Maxxis shotgun, the silver shotgun as well. The Maxxis is a new autoloader, semi-automatic for waterfowl. It's fully camoed in Mossy Oak duck blind, 3 and 3.5-inch chambers, and they have a power drive gas system now that reduces recoil if you mind it like I do. But don't forget, they've got the Synergy, the Gold, the Silver, the BT99, the BPS, the BAR, the BLR, the Buckmark handguns. All Browning products are available at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Give them a call, 242-6108, or visit the website, www.clydesports.com. They are open 7 days. They've got gunsmithing and scope mounting and bore sighting just in time for the upcoming season. And don't forget, they got those great Thompson Center muzzleloaders as well. It's the Doe Harvest Challenge. Deer hunters, by legally harvesting a doe and donating the meat, you not only feed hungry people in Maryland and please local farmers by reducing crop damage, now you could win valuable prize packages this season. Doe Harvest Challenge offers $5,500 in prizes with 18 chances to win. This contest is limited to 13 counties. If you hunt in Carroll, Frederick, Anne Arundel, Calvert, Charles, St. Mary's, or Prince George's counties, or in Queen Anne's, Kent, Caroline, Talbot, Dorchester, Wicomico counties on the shore, and you harvest a doe, all you have to do is donate your deer through a participating FHFH deer processor. Every 3 weeks, an up to $300 winner will be drawn in each of the three regions, plus a $500 grand prize package to one lucky hunter in each region. Participating deer processors have entry cards to fill out in their shops. You can enter every doe you donate within the Region B bag limits all season long. The 2012 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Farm Bureau, Maryland Grain Producers Utilization Board, the Maryland Soybean Board, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, contact the Maryland Farm Bureau, 410-922-3426. The Buck Bomb is the hottest deer scent technology on the market. The Buck Bomb is pure deer urine manufactured in an aerosol spray. Now, the Buck Bomb, distributed in this molecular form, gives whitetails the opportunity to follow the scent trail to your stand site. The delivery rate and the large broadcast area cannot be duplicated with liquid, solid, or gel scents. Buck Bomb Doe Pea and Vanilla Curiosity work well anytime to disguise your odor. Pick up a can of Young Buck or Acorn Rage for the bow season. For early muzzleloader, the dominant buck scent will challenge other bucks to seek you out. And now the heart of the rut through firearm season, try Doe and Estrus or Bone Collector Buck Bomb. Visit your local outdoor retailer or you can order online at buckbomb.com. Learn more about the Buck Bomb or you can call 866-850-6653. And fishermen, you can try the new Fish Bomb Menhaden Quick Slick from the makers of Buck Bomb. The Buck Bomb blows away traditional scent products. Hunt smart, increase your odds with the Buck Bomb. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, we're back. Okay, very good. Let's talk to Buzz in Hamilton and Charles in Baltimore. Good morning, Buzz. How you doing?
Good morning.
What's up?
That was a mouthful.
Yeah, I know. What's up?
Look, I think I've been advertising on the wrong show.
Yes, you have.
I have some boat gas tanks.
Right.
I have a portable gas tank for, you know, for outboard. It's like about 5 gallon. It's red. It's got a quick hookup. It's got the gauge on it that tells you how much is in there.
Wait a minute. Are you trying to make this a flea market?
Nobody called me on this gas tank on the flea market.
Wow. Okay.
And I got some large gas tanks for big boats.
All right. Why don't you leave your number? If somebody wants to purchase a gas tank for the boat, they will call here, and we will share your number, not online, but offline.
Oh, okay.
With them. Yeah, this is not a flea market, but I appreciate the call.
I thought you could put sporting goods stuff on there.
Well, you thought wrong. Have a good day.
All righty.
Thanks,
thank
Buzz. Bye-bye. There he goes. Charles in Baltimore. Where have you been, my friend?
Oh, I've been surviving. I'm still living, and your show just stirs up all my memories of the past, and I wanted to tell you a story, rather briefly, on my fishing trip to northern Thailand.
Hear about that. I can't wait.
I was convinced that I would eat the best fish that I ever ate. And I went up into the jungles of northern Thailand, but little did I know I was being snookered. Because when they took me in, they took me to a beautiful area in the jungles. And little did I know, it was a hospital for hydrocephalus children.
Oh, no.
And I never saw a human head 3 feet plus wide.
Oh, my God,
and there
Charles.
Are these beautiful Thai women, all dressed in white, no facilities, really. And they nurse these children until they die.
Oh, my.
24 hours a day.
Oh.
And my guide, I gave him all my fishing equipment for the people up there. And they were so happy, and I gave them all the money that I was carrying in order to support myself through the trip.
Wow.
I gave it all to the hospital.
Oh, my.
And this was so touching to me. And you stirred up those memories on me this morning.
My goodness. Charles, being the world traveler that you are, do you pay attention to the news and what's happening in the world right now?
Usually, no.
Good for you.
I don't know what's going on. When I come back to the States, revealed all what's been transpiring. But I've been listening to the news lately.
Isn't it awful?
Terrible.
Yep.
But it doesn't surprise me because I've been to all those countries. I've seen what those people are capable of.
Yep, exactly.
And I'm not surprised at all at their behavior.
Good. Are you in town for a while?
I hope to be. I don't go very much anymore.
Do you mind if I come down and see you one day this coming week?
You'd be very happily invited.
All right. Let me do it. Did Pat get your phone number?
Yes, he did.
Very good. I've got a number of folks I need to visit this coming week. Amy, I know you're listening. I'll be out there to see you. And Charles in Baltimore, I want to come down and meet you and say hello.
Oh, thank you. It would be a pleasure. You're part of my life.
It would be all mine, my friend. So, all right, sir. Thank you for calling. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
You got it. Bye-bye. I got to tell you about Bay Linux of Glen Burnie. I have a Linex bedliner, a spray-on bedliner in my new truck, newer truck. I got to tell you, you've got to get one of these if you have it. I don't care how old or how new your truck is. They protect your truck bed. It completely seals your truck bed. It eliminates any water getting against the steel in your truck bed, which therefore eliminates rust. It prolongs the life of your bed. It resists chemicals and acids and fuels. It resists any kind of scrapes or abrasions. It's a non-slip finish. You throw a tree stand in there. You throw crab pots in there. You throw an ATV on your bed, ladder, whatever. It makes no difference. You're going to protect it, and it's going to increase the value of your truck when it comes trade-in time. So I highly recommend a spray-on bedliner from Bay Linex at Glen Burnie. Burnie, you can get the Linex Extra if you like, and that's Kevlar impregnated. It'll match the color of your truck. If you got a maroon truck and you want a maroon bedliner, you can get it. But Bay Linex at Glen Burnie is where you get it. 400 Arundel Corporation Road, you can get there off of Route 2 North, or you can get there off of Beltway Exit 3A. Visit them online at baylinex.com. Give Bobby Hawkins a call, 410-789-0199, 789-0199. Mention the Outdoorsman Radio Show or Ellis Outdoors and find out how you can receive a $30 Bass Pro Shop gift card. That's Baylinex of Glen Burnie. One more time, Pete's Cycle, next Saturday, 10 to 2. They're having the ATV open house at all three stores in Bel Air in Baltimore. That's off 32A. That's the Beltway exit, 32A, Bel Air Road south of the Beltway, and in Severna Park. The Polaris Open House and Hunting event of the season is Saturday, September 22nd. Mini clinic by Tracy Groves at 10:30 on deer hunting. He does a great job on the deer hunting clinic. And John Akerst will be there from a higher calling hunting team. And John will have good goose hunting information, too, particularly for resident geese and, you know, setting up goose decoys, calling geese and that type of thing. Now, you can save up to $1,000 on 2012 Polaris ATVs and Rangers. Financing as low as 2.99% available. Save up to 25% on parts and accessories. Don't miss the open house featuring the Polaris ATVs at all three locations. For more information, you can see the flyer on the website, petescycle.com. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet. Be sure to take a training course. Polaris Rangers are not intended for street use. And one more time, Tochterman's. Down to see Tony Tochterman last week. Things are good. Fish and tackle sales are good. They've got the complete lure building room upstairs with all the fly tying components and lure building accessories and things like that. The fly fishing section is unreal. Gene was there. We talked about bass fishing on some of the Delaware ponds. And Gene is a competitive bass fisherman. If you want to know how to catch them, largemouth bass, just check with Gene. He's the man. Joe is, I saw a new book by Joe Bruce, who's a part of the fly shop there, on how to catch snakeheads. Yeah, catching snakeheads with Joe Bruce. All this is available at Tochterman's Fish and Tackle downtown, 1919-1925 Eastern Avenue in Fells Point, 2.5 blocks east of Broadway. Tochterman, same family name, same location since 1916. You want to see 1,000 fishing rods on display? You want to see 600 or 700 fishing reels on display and all the tackle for any type of fishing? All fishing, all the time. Tochterman's, 410-327-6942. 410-327-6942. Stop by, give them a call, tell them I said hello from the